Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Cal is a kick-ass racquetball player.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
By the way, Cal, I've moved on to pickleball. No more racquetball for you, Cal. Get on the pickleball court. You and Hannah can play together.
The arrow's pointed up.
Yeah, it is. Get out, get some sun, get some of that vitamin D in your life, man. I mean, it's a great little party deal. You don't have to be indoors behind the glass where only a couple of guys with headbands on can watch you.
Does this count as us being on your show?
No, it does not, Hannah. In fact, y'all hadn't been on the show in a while, and I'm a little disappointed about it. But, hey, look, I get it. It's I'm sure... With all the kids, y'all are doing a lot on spring break and
mutton busting.
I mean, look, good point, man. Rodeo, you got a lot going on night to night. I'd imagine with these Texans winning all these football games, probably a little easier to get out in public and hang with the people and go on vacation and talk Texans.
Soak it all in.
So yeah, so I understand we'd fall down the list a bit, but I do think that there's we should get something on the schedule right around the corner. But back to the original point, Cal, pickleball, man. I mean, I bet Cal would be a kick-ass pickleballer too. I think he would. No walls to judge the bounces off of.
Old
the
ball moves
a little slower. Yeah, yo, panky ring. I think it'd be key. Me and my wife are getting into it, boys.
Yeah,
you see around
it's sweeping the nation.
Well,
apparently.
You see around town where they're like turning your little city tennis courts. You know, into pickleball courts.
Yep.
So I think me and the wife are going to ease on down to the pickleball courts sometime this week and see if we can't get a little practice in.
Them 24-hour fitnesses, they changed like nationwide. The vast majority of their basketball courts they've been changing over to old pickleball.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sweeping the country,
that,
dude.
That would make sense. I'm going to get in on it. And I tell you what, when I get me and my wife get rolling, Cal, we'll invite you and Hannah to the spot, and we'll see if there's a good little competition going, and we'll do one without inviting anybody, so we can figure out what it's all about, and then we'll see if we can raise a little money. What do you think about that, Cal?
Yeah, man.
What do you think about that, Hannah?
Hey, look, the pickleball culture in Houston is expanding greatly, man. I mean, from the Heights to the Woodlands.
The arrow's pointed up.
I mean, pretty much anywhere you find yourself, you can find some type of pickleball situation.
Well, it's not quite golf in terms of being a sport that ages well, that you can age with. Not quite golf, but I would imagine the wear and tear on your knees, the time it takes to play, your back. I would imagine all of those things that golf does wear on. I would imagine it's a little bit easier. Not to mention, there's a party. You can play more than four people at one time, right? I mean, you can get a good group around the deal. You can rotate through. We're thinking about putting one at the house, actually.
When you get a chance to party.
We're thinking about putting one at the house. Anybody out there that's got a pickleball hookup that has the put the courts down, holler at me, man. I'm a free agent. I need a court, and we can make something happen.
5 years in a row, pickleball, the fastest growing sport in America.
Oh, I believe
I'd have said cricket.
Five years in a row. In America, cricket. Specifically.
Cricket? Well, that's a phone service. That's my check.
I don't know nobody that. I don't know nobody that still got cricket or that play cricket.
In all seriousness, though, did y'all see? You know, we'll get it to it later. There's a big cricket complex they put in up Highway 290 on the way to College Station.
I think I did hear about that.
Well, I drove by recently. I was like, what the hell? Like brand new, like 8 cricket fields just out in the middle of nowhere.
It's like, who asked for this?
I'll be damned. I'm gonna try pickleball, man. I'm gonna try right there pickleball with a beer in my hands. How's that work? Hey, did you know? I did. I'll be honest with you. I knew, but I wasn't. It wasn't front of mind here, but for our listeners out there, the NFL has a performance-based pay benefit. And what it is it's a way for players that ultimately are on rookie deals or on minimum deals that play above expectation year to year, and those players get broke off bonuses at this time of year right here as we're looking right now. It's a league-wide program that does not impact the team's cap, by the way, and it's a way to create a little fairness for the guys who actually are pulling an oar without being paid as much as the higher paid oar pullers, if you will. So that was, by the way, that was a PFT's terminology there with oar pullers, but There was.
I didn't think you had that one in your head. That was going to be your lingo.
I didn't have that one, but you get the point. There's two Texans, by the way, boys, that got broke off, and I love it for both of these guys. They were 18th on the list and 24th on the list, and it is Henry Toa Toa was 24th on the list.
Okay,
he got a check for $820,000. $820,070.
What?
On top of his salary. I love that for Henry Toa Toa because of, like, I've said this before, I think he's the most improved player on that team, and I don't even know that there's a close second.
Woo! Love that money.
And when you look at what he had to do, reshape his body, and get faster and quicker and better in coverage and better sideline to sideline. There's guys that their careers end because they can't get out of that rut, right? He changed it and became a huge contributor for the Houston Texans. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't believe that Henry Toa Toa does it if he doesn't lose the weight and reshape his body and I mean, really take his game to the next level. So it's really cool to see a dude that puts that kind of work in the offseason, gets obviously the opportunity comes up to where he can showcase it. He plays lights out, and all of a sudden on the end of the season, there's a big bonus waiting on him. 820. That's fair, ain't it?
Yeah. Ass like a donkey.
Yeah,
a big donkey check for your boy.
That's had a it, big ass.
$820,070, Henry Toa Toa. That's big time.
Yeah. Hey, look. So Henry Toa Toa, one of the more approachable guys in the locker room. I can't wait to see him and ask him, hey man, what you do with that? Do with that extra bread, man? On top of that salary, man, that's got to be a good feeling. I know you just saw that news, Clint.
Is this
breaking newsworthy?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'll throw up.
We don't have to open up wounds. But yeah, no, good for Henry Toa Toa. Like, well deserved the work that he put in. You can remember actually rookie year Henry Toa Toa before. You know, it's kind of a disappointment. He doesn't play up to, I think, the standard and what the potential was. They were really excited about Henry Toa Toa early on in camp, earlier in the offseason, and he just didn't quite make that adjustment from college to pro as quickly as I think they thought he would or as he wanted to. But credit to him in his offseason, kind of just acknowledge. I mean, he said it a number of times to us in the locker room, man. I was a fat ass. Like that's literally his exact quote. I was a fat ass last year. I didn't necessarily have the right diet and regimen. Wasn't a pro in the way that I thought I was.
Yeah.
And checked himself. And look, it paid off, man. And the tune of $800,000+, man. Good for him.
Well, we ain't done because there's another one. Kalen Bullock, rookie.
Okay.
Kalen Bullock. He was 18th on the list. B. Scott, $855,372 on top of his rookie contract. Big time payout. Well deserved. For Kalen Bullock, because there's no doubt about it, he did play lights out, and he deserves more money. He played above his pay grade, there's no doubt about it.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. And I was like, I was excited about him as a pick, but I'd be lying if I said that I expected him to have as many interceptions as he did, to be like the kind of immediate threat that he turned out to be once he got out there. Like, I thought there was potential, you know, back when they drafted him, but that was a little bit of like draft optimism, living in the moment. I could not pretend to be sure about it, but man, he flashes on tape, did so in college and absolutely did so as a rookie for the Texans.
He was my guy to watch on the defensive side of the football from day one. From the time we stepped out there, I loved what I saw, but I'll be honest with you, I did not expect him to, I mean, pretty quickly end up in the starting role, and then like you said, hawking balls and leading the league for safeties and interceptions there for a while, kind of deal. Like I didn't see that level coming. I just thought, hey, this kid right here can make some plays for the Texans and should be a pretty good player. I didn't have him being rookie, all rookie in his first year.
Yeah, so, you know, yesterday I was a little hesitant to celebrate the moves that were being made, even though I agreed with them.
Yeah.
I just couldn't celebrate them. I wasn't in that space yet. Here's what I will celebrate and something to keep an eye out for. Nick Caserio in last year's draft, if Blake Fisher turns out to be one of your starting tackles and God forbid actually becomes, develops and is pretty good for you next year. I mean, those first few picks that Nick Caserio had last year without a first round pick, having traded it away between Kamari Lassiter, Blake Fisher, and Kalen Bullock, like to get what you could potentially, that's two starters for sure, and probably three that we're talking about. And if Blake Fisher is able to take that leap, take that jump, I mean, that's a pretty good draft, top of the draft. And I haven't even mentioned Cade Stover.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good job by Nick last year.
Yeah, that's a pretty good job. Talking about this performance-based payout benefit that the NFL has in place, really most of these guys that are getting paid are undrafted free agents, third rounder, fourth rounder, sixth rounder, fifth rounders. A lot of guys that are on that lower pay scale that are getting broke off. The number one guy in the league last year was Jamien Sherwood, linebacker out of Auburn. He was with the Jets, former fifth round draft pick. He made over $1 million, $1,092,206. He got broke off at the end of the year for performance based pay. That's on top of his salary. Does not affect the salary cap. So this is beautiful right here. I think another note here is Brock Purdy, the San Francisco 49er quarterback. He damn near doubled his salary, y'all. He made $900,000+ last year, being a former seventh round pick out of Iowa State. He made $857,842 on top of his $900,000+ salary. He doubled his salary last year. To think he's 1 of 32. And let's be honest, there ain't 32 starting quarterbacks in this league because there's some teams that are shuffling them. So, and he had to get a performance-based benefit to double his salary.
Yeah, so this is him, and credit to him, right? But this is him benefiting from being, quote-unquote, he was Mr. Irrelevant, I think. Well, was he just?
I believe he was. If I remember correctly, he was.
Yeah, like this is the benefit of being that, because like just being a starter. Like if we're being honest about it, Brock Purdy was a little bit, I would say, underwhelming last year in comparison to what it looked like when he first came on as a rookie. He wasn't bad. It just wasn't that impressive. Like, they're having conversations in the Bay Area right now about Brock Purdy and how much to pay him and if that's the guy of the future. And look, he's earned it. I think he's earned the spot that he's in, certainly has earned this bonus. But this right here is an example of him living off of it's more so living off the low expectation than the actual like high level performance, right? He's outperformed the expectation because the expectation was so damn low.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to see these guys get rewarded when they're clearly underpaid and lights out. A quick report here: Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is visiting. He's a college kid or a high school kid coming out. He's in the transfer portal, y'all. He is visiting the Browns.
Let's ride.
And the Giants. I don't.
My goodness.
I mean, this is, boy, this is, guys, I'm telling you,
Unlimited.
Not necessarily that the Browns are interested, but the Giants, I think the Giants were or they are still. This is why the Aaron Rodgers thing baffles me. This dude is going to be sitting in the catbird seat for all these teams that are entertaining one-year veteran starters that are trying to be competitive, or coaches that are trying to save their job in Daboll and with the Giants. You got to think that, well, I don't know how many more rough years they're gonna survive. Also, just some real quick news: Darius Slay, corner, nickel defender out of Philly, just won a Super Bowl. He signed to the Steelers. on a 1 year deal. The Steelers sure are doing business. That like they're going to try to win. So they got if they don't find a quarterback, it's going to be a crying shame.
Well, I mean, I respect that. You know, the standard is the standard for the Steelers. Like there is no rebuild, tear down, go through the mud and have down years. Like
right.
And maybe even to their detriment,
because maybe why they hadn't found a quarterback.
Well, right, they will never be bad enough to accumulate the type of young talent that it takes to rebuild a franchise. They got to just hit on the picks that they got. And do their best with trades and free agencies and just be a savvy organization, which to their credit they have been for a very long time. But yeah, they're acting like they're going to be competitive, which makes you think, okay, who is the quarterback out there that they're going to go get that's available to them that could actually help them realize whatever dreams they might have? And that guy seems like it's Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Damn it, Nick. Damn it, D'Amico.
Yeah.
One of them guards we talked about that was on the market, that was on the shelf up there waiting for Nick Cassero to walk by and swipe him off the shelf. He's gone, y'all.
No!
He's gone.
God!
I'm going to tell you who it is, where he went, and what we're looking at moving forward for the Houston Texans. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. My man T. Meal is Tyler Milner is behind the glass on the ones and twos. And Houston, we got a problem. I did not mean that as that phrase that people use a lot all the time. I'm just talking about us.
We don't like that.
I'm just talking about us Houston Texans fans. We got a little bit of problem. Tyler, is this real?
Unfortunately, so my friend.
Are we sure? Have we confirmed? Do we know?
Multiple sources, big names.
Yeah, it's from the real ones.
It's written in the book, my friend.
Yeah, man. This is not off in the sticks, man.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
Yeah,
man. I agree, Nick. It is. What the hell are you waiting on, man? Ian Rappaport, Lions free agent guard Kevin Zeitler, one of the best and most durable free agent linemen left, is expected to sign with the Titans. Not only do you not go get him, Nick, yep, and D'Amico, but you let them damn Titans go get him.
Come on now.
Wow. 1 year, $9 million deal. 1 year, $9 million deal.
Oh,
now, all you cap specialists out there want to tell me the Texans couldn't afford that?
Come on. No, absolutely not. There is no way you're going
to
say
that.
Can
we get someone to run the numbers, you know? No. Get the calculator out here.
Come on, man. You can't do 1 year, $9 million. You don't deserve to be in the conversation. We could all just go home.
This was the one for me, B. Scott. I know I said it a little earlier, and I know some people are tired of me talking about it, but that's, damn it, when I get on something like that, this is the guy that I wanted the Texans to go get. I'm telling you, I love the Laremy Tunsil move. I love the guts. I love the statement that was made when you moved Laremy Tunsil. I love clearing the cap space and getting the draft capital. But damn it, there's got to be some moves on the back end of this thing that make it make sense, man. Every decision maker over there is on record in the last month talking about protecting the quarterback from the inside out. The need to protect the quarterback from the inside out. You're not going to say that if you had all of your protection already in the house.
They're all fixable.
If all you felt like you were missing was Laken Tomlinson from protecting your quarterback from the inside out, everybody in the building wouldn't have been telling everybody in the damn media and the whole fan base that you got to protect the quarterback from the inside out.
And they say no.
Getting rid of Laremy Tunsil doesn't help you protect the quarterback from the inside out. You weren't a Laken Tomlinson away from protecting the quarterback from the inside out.
Yeah, you're not a Juice Scruggs offseason at guard from
but you
making
said that
difference.
When Juice Scruggs was here. It didn't matter. When Juice Scruggs was here. You said it when Jarrett Patterson was here. It doesn't matter. You want to play Laremy Tunsil? I mean, Titus Howard at guard, he was here as well. Like, we got to go get somebody, man. We got to get to moving.
Holy mother of God.
I mean, there ain't but a handful of them left.
1 year, $9 million, Clint. If it's me, it's like, okay, 1 year, 9 is what it is. How about 1 year, 11? Because, I mean, I think it's that important. Like, maybe that's an overpay, and clearly it would be if 1 year nine was able to get it done. But, man, I would put a little bit extra sauce on it just for the opportunity and the ability to fix this desperate need. Like, it's a – and look, the Titans have a poor offensive line situation as well. So they needed it just as bad.
Yeah.
But, of course, the Texans are closer – to actually realizing their potential than the Titans are. You should be in a greater level of desperation to do that.
Now, here's the deal. He goes on. This even pisses me off even more because this is one of those I told you so's, right? But there's nothing we can change about it. One, Kevin Zeitler's got family in Nashville, but the opportunity to work with O-line guru Bill Callahan, this yeah. makes sense.
Yeah, no, you can't overlook that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just... I said this with the Deebo Samuel deal. When the Texans were thought to be in the conversation with Deebo Samuel, he chose Washington. Like, if you're Deebo Samuel, you got to look at that thing and go, man, Cliff Kingsbury, Nick Caley. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Right? If you're Kevin Zeitler, and I don't know if the Texans were in on him or not. I would like to think they are. They got to be in on somebody in the free agent guard, veteran guard market. They got to be in on somebody. Right? I would like to think they were in on this guy. Hey, Bill Callahan or Cole Popovich?
It's easy.
It's a no-brainer.
It's easy.
Right?
It's like it's not even a...
The only thing you have here is that you got the quarterback and you won a little bit. I mean, but these guys, when guys point out that, hey, man, we're going here to work with this O-line guru, and it's obvious that you're going over here to because offensively, from a pass catcher perspective, Cliff Kingsbury is established. Like, I think these are going to be real hurdles for the Texans to get over offensively. Who knows? I may be making something out of nothing. I just, this one hurts me, man. This is the one that could have made, for me, would have made the Laremy Tunsil deal make sense. I mean, it makes sense to me just to move on from Laremy Tunsil anyway. But as you said yesterday, B. Scott, the Laremy Tunsil move, I think, is big. But there's obviously work needs to be done from a personnel standpoint, from building this interior offensive line. And these guys are flying off the shelf left and right.
Yeah, it's just a start. I think it was set this morning and said, hey, now, very early in their show this morning on Payne and Pendergast, now is when the real work begins. Like, these were tough decisions, bold moves, as you characterized it earlier in the week. But the real work that needs to be done is now. It's securing a guy like Zeitler, it's securing a guy like a Mekhi Becton. You still need to be in the market for these guys. So you think about it in this move. Family in the area, ties to the area in Nashville, playing for Bill Callahan. And then I would point out, too, they do have the number one overall pick. So they could go out there and draft Cam Ward. They could trade that pick and do some things. Like, they have some things to work with there. If you're the Texans, I feel like you've got to be aware of all of those things. You got to know that all of these things are factors and be willing to pay just, I'm not saying go out of your mind or anything, but be willing to pay a little bit extra if there's a little bit of a tax that entices this guy to go against maybe what his instinct is telling him. Hey, come here for a little bit extra money. You got to be at least in that market. Now, that's not the end of the world, but this, for both of us, I think, was the guy who was at the top of the wish
list. Well, I think it was the best of what was left, and I think being an older player with pelts on the wall coming out of the Detroit organization, I think that's – I don't know that you could paint a better picture. Maybe somebody coming out of the San Francisco organization, but their young guard, Banks, he signed somewhere else as well. He was a free agent. Could have went that route. He went somewhere else as well. Right now, there's several guys out there, but the three that I know that are on most short list, Tevin Jenkins, again, you got to lean more into his college prospecting and what he's capable of doing, more so than his film. He was in Chicago getting his ass whipped last year, worse than the Texans' offensive line was. But he's, for whatever reason, he's on every list. Center Josh Myers out of Green Bay, which I could get down with a center now. I could get down with a true blue center that has experience in the league, that can communicate. I would be okay with that. And then guard Mekhi Becton that you mentioned from Philly, he's still out there as well. Man, now is the fear, right? Of you make all these moves, you got these draft picks, you got a little bit of cap space to work with, and you're going to set steady. And I'm assuming try to fill some of these voids with draft picks. And I just you can't tell me that the Houston Texans are a fire Bobby Slowick, fire the O-line coach, trade Laremy Tunsil moves away from being better on the offensive line, and then you try to go fill all those voids with draft picks. That is a hell of a gamble. There has to be some level of a trade on the market for Nick Caserio coming up. There has to be a sign of one of these free agent interior offensive linemen on the market. There has to be, B. Scott. I mean, this is going to make me sick to my damn stomach.
And I'm seeing from the 713 on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line, deep lineman draft class. Okay, look, you can talk all that draft talk that you want. Man, we're talking about getting somebody proven and established in here to help guys. Like you're already paddling upstream. And you're talking about bringing in a deep lineman draft class. And on top of that, Clint, not to be too negative about it, but the track record that this team has in drafting linemen, like who's the best lineman that they drafted? Is it Jarrett Patterson? Like they have not done a good job of drafting and developing linemen. So like if you're telling me that's your plan, okay, all right. But don't tell me to feel good about that. Don't tell me that's something to be optimistic about.
There's nothing you can even look at. I mean, the last offensive lineman that was drafted, nobody felt really good about, but then has played well up for an extended period of time. Like, not Jarrett Patterson played well. Look, again, I don't have no problem if they land on Jarrett Patterson, but they need some help around him. Is Laramie Tunsil. I mean, Titus Howard.
Titus Howard, yeah. And right? Blake Fisher has a chance to be that, but Blake just hasn't been there yet.
He ain't pissed a drop, relatively speaking. Juice Scruggs ain't pissed a drop, relatively speaking. I mean, they may end up being okay, but like, with those young guys, like we're talking about right now taking the next step and getting to an AFC championship. We're not talking about all these developmental guys on the inside. I mean, literally, man, all the decision makers are talking about protecting the quarterback. The number one priority, protect the quarterback from the inside out. You mean to tell me it's Lakin Tomlinson, Juice Scruggs, Jarrett Patterson, and a draft pick? Can't be. It just can't be. There has to be a trade on the horizon. There has to be, again, one of these other guards out there that you'll hear the Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter of the world say, hey, man, the best guard on the market, in the free agent market, just signed with Houston. We got to hear something along those lines coming up sooner rather than later. All right, there's one Texans player that doesn't appear to be on the cut block or the restructure block. That's right. We'll talk about that in a bit. Next, we got to talk about them Rockets. Next, we got B. Scott in the building, and we got to talk about them Rockets. It's called the Rocket Report. That is what's up next, y'all, right here on Sports Radio 6.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
16.
Let's go, Rockets.
We're talking hoops, H-Town. Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
It's the Rockets Report.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
That's right. B. Scott is in for Ron Hughley. He is in for Ron, the show Hughley. T. Mills on the ones and twos behind the glass and the Rockets Report with Brandon Scott. He's been here all day, but we have, did we hit the Rockets a little early? Did we touch on the Rockets a little earlier?
I don't think we did much on. We did a little bit yesterday.
Well, let's go on and get to it, man. The Rockets, they win, Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night.
Monday night, 97-84 over the Orlando Magic. Next up for the Rockets is the Phoenix Suns tonight at, yep. Did I see it at 7 o'clock?
Yep.
Tonight at 7 o'clock.
I'm going to miss them tonight because I'm going to be at the rodeo with my kids. So,
well, hey, you got to make them memories, man.
Yeah, man, one of the few times I don't get to get out there. Yeah, but it's a Suns night tonight.
Yeah, look, I think for me, when I hear the Suns are on this schedule, man, obviously when I watch the Rockets, I'm watching because I'm rooting, right? I want them to win. I want them to this thing to come together and figure out kind of from an identity perspective what they're going to be offensively, which I think is probably a losing battle given the injuries and given that they're all over the place right now. But when I hear the Suns, B. Scott, I think there's a potential of a trade in the future. The Suns are whose picks we have control of.
Yep.
They've got a couple of players that I think I know I would love to see in a Rockets uniform, and they're definitely going to be cussed and discussed until something happens here in Houston. But when I hear the Suns, I think Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, what's it look like? What's the future look like? Are either a potential Rocket down the road?
Yeah, it's hard to see the Suns on the schedule or to watch the Rockets play against the Suns and not think about the fact that the Rockets have the Suns' future dangling in front of them.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like they've got their picks, and they've got this collection of young players that could be enticing to the Suns. But the reason why it's, I guess, more specific to them is because you also have their future, and that means that's, I feel like, the fewer young players that you feel like you'd have to give up. Or you could play a little bit more hardball with, say, who is the young player that you're willing to give up? Because you could say, hey, look, you're about to trade away all your good players. You're about to be bad, but you don't have no draft picks. Hey, how about I give you some of those draft picks back to coincide with you being bad, and now you can rebuild your team, right? So, like, you've got all of that going for you on top of the fact that there are some players that you'd be willing to throw out there. So it's just hard to, like, watch them play and then know, like, the Suns are mostly a non-factor right now, but they got these relevant players like Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, and just not to think, like, man, one of those dudes, and one of them is a lot younger than the other, right, is Devin Booker. But, of course, the other one is Kevin Durant. You're like, man, yeah. One of those dudes could be on the Rockets next year. Not only that, one of those dudes probably should be on the Rockets next year because it just makes too much sense. The Rockets ascending, the Suns descending, and it's like the Suns have no use for players that are as good as Kevin Durant and Devin Booker at this point because it's not all coming together. And the only thing that's holding the Rockets back from taking the step from being a fifth seed, fighting for the fourth seed, to being like a legitimate, hey, we're talking about them in the Western Conference Finals, is having a player like that. So like it just fits too perfectly. It makes too much sense for them to not try to make some type of deal happen or at least to have some conversations when the summer comes.
B. Scott, I heard a report a couple of days ago, and I just want to know how accurate you think it is that this was about a bunch of picks, obviously, and one young player. Do you think we're at a spot where it's one young player, or do you think it's multiple young players?
Yeah, I think...
I mean, I know they can configure it however the hell they want to.
It depends on who that one young player is, right? Like, right. If it's one young player, I'd hope it could be multiple, because that means it's not one of the ones. Like, at this point, I don't really have much interest in trading Alperen Sengun, Jalen Green, and, of course, Amen Thompson. But if you're asking me, hey, would I give up Jalen Green to get Devin Booker? The answer is yes, right? Like, I would. But I don't think you have to, and I don't want to. And I think because you have their future, and you got more young players, you've got other expensive players, right? You've got expensive contracts that you could throw into it. So like a combination of Dylan Brooks, one of the other non-Thompson Green Sengun young players, like a Cam Whitmore, Reed Shepard, Jabari Smith, Tari Eason, any of those guys with, you know, one of the more expensive guys plus some of the draft picks. That should be enough to get it done. Now, is it fewer draft picks, but hey, we want Jalen Green? Then maybe that's a different conversation. But I would do that as well, because it means that you get Devin Booker. So, yeah, man, I think there are different ways to sort of skin the cat. I don't know if we still say that phrase out here, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it's different ways to attack this sort of thing, and it'll depend on exactly what it is that Phoenix wants. How do they view their future? Is it a complete tear down? Let's get these draft picks and start all over. Is it, hey, you know what? We see something in Jalen Green or in one of those stars that the Rockets got, and we want to try to build around that, or we want that to be a piece to the puzzle that we're trying to put together. Depends on how they look at it. But if I'm the Rockets, I'm angling toward, hey, here are these picks. Yep. Here is one of the other young players, and you can kind of take it or leave it.
Rockets, Suns tonight, 7:00. And look, the Rockets are sitting right now fifth in the West, and I mean they're within a couple of games of Denver, the 2 seed. They're within one game of Memphis and LA. So they're right there in the thick of things. B. Scott, I know you look at the schedule kind of down the road, if you will, and you see some real opportunity here, I think, for the Rockets to at least win a few games and kind of get this thing moving in the right direction.
Yeah, man, and I cannot hit on this enough, man. And this is the reason why, despite them, you know, going through the mud a little bit over the last several weeks, now when you look at it, man, you can't like paint out or try to create a better opportunity for the Rockets over the next, let's call it from where we sit now, 11 days or so. They don't play a good team, a winning team, for the next 11 days. And you can add to that, if you count a couple of days ago, that they were playing the Orlando Magic, which is also not a winning team right now, or a very good team right now. They should, and it's hard to win every game, but they are the favorite, at least in my eyes, they are the favorite for their next 5 or 6 games or so, for the next week plus, almost 2 weeks or so. And you're doing that at a time when you're trying to secure no worse than the 5th seed, because that matches you up with Memphis, and it's probably a team you got a best chance to actually match up with in the first round, right? That's probably the most favorable matchup that you'll find. And not just that, I mean, you could, if you do well enough, try to get that 4th seed and even be hosting a playoff series or have home court advantage in a playoff series. We're talking about going from on the outside looking in of the play-in, you know, the greatest turnaround in the league that year for what they did, but still on the outside looking in to hosting a playoff series or being the 5th seed against a team that you match up well with and could actually beat. Like, it is critical to take advantage of the Suns and the Mavs and, of course, the Magic before of the world. Like, that's what you have in front of you. You got to do your thing.
Well, they got Orlando again. You're right. It's Sunday, the 23rd of March is the next time they play a team, which is Denver, that they would probably be the dog in, right? You got Phoenix, Dallas, Chicago, Philly, Orlando again, Miami, right before you play Denver. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Rockets are right in the thick of things, and the reality is that they've got a soft spot here in the schedule that they should be able to go handle business. Now, how do you think they handle that with all the injuries that they're dealing with right now?
Yeah, so I honestly, man, I think that they shouldn't lose more than 2 games. Like, all of those games that you just, and we can go through it again, you're talking about the Suns tonight, and you've got the Mavs on Friday, the Bulls, the 76. You should win every single one of those 3 games. These next 4 games, that should be 5 in a row. Now, you know, once you play, you know, the Heat next Friday, maybe you're having a different conversation, and then you play But that's a losing team as well. They're not very good. You should wipe the floor with these next five opponents or so if you're serious about making a run or at least making some noise, if you will. I don't think it's any shame in being a first round exit for this Rockets team if that's the way it turns out. But if you're serious about competing, you shouldn't. I don't think you should leave any meat on the bone here.
Well, I do think the other thing to note there is that let's say you know, look at it from who's chasing you. Golden State's three games back of you, and so if you want to really put a little distance and put some strain on their ability to catch you, I don't know what everybody else is going to do. Then you need to play well in this stretch of games.
Hey, and that is kind of the game within the game, yes. Clint. I know we're a little bit removed from the heart of the Rockets Warriors rivalry. But it still exists, and it's even kind of a new iteration of it, even with these young players. I think it's a little bit more friendly than it was,
yeah.
You know, 7-8 years ago when they were really trying to fight for the Western Conference. But these young guys kind of look up to the Warriors a little bit, but also want to take them down. The Warriors still got some of those guys that had the battles against the Rockets. And, of course, from a fan base standpoint, we hate the Warriors. We don't like them. So, like, the idea of you being in the fifth seed and the Warriors going to be the ones that hawk you, they're going to be the ones that chase you down, and yeah. You got this opportunity to beat all of these losing teams to secure that spot. Like, we can't have it.
Yeah.
Last year was an issue of losing to the Warriors, losing to the Mavs down the stretch when you had an opportunity to maybe compete for the play-in, and you embarrassed yourself at times.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that again this year, especially with the Warriors on your back.
Well, there's a real opportunity at a time when the Rockets need it. So if they can make a little run here, it can potentially move them up the rankings, if you will, in the West, and damn sure hold off, like you said, the Golden State Warriors. We'll see. 7 o'clock tonight, Rockets, Suns. Keep an eye on, obviously, a couple Suns players that could end up in a Rockets uniform. That's a fun lens to watch the game through, but always the Rockets lens of these guys putting it together. Always fun to watch from the defensive end of the floor. We'll see what the offense looks like tonight. That's Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron Ugly. T Meals behind the glass. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. All right, look, here's the deal, guys. We've got a lot of movement in the NFL. We're going to tell you what the Texans are up to. We're going to tell you what big names have landed where as we move through this this NFL new league year that hit about 2 hours ago. Some big names have been released and have been added to the market as well. So again, what are the Texans up to? What big names have landed where? And what big fish are still swimming around out there that could potentially be Houston Texans? We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.